Here goes short word for Parsha Shemini, Hachoydesh, Shabbos Mevarach, Nishan, Tavshin Pedalet, and it should be first and foremost for our Tisol, for Besaris Tovis, for our Chayalim, for the hostages, for the holy soldiers, for only for Besaris Tovis, for Sushlim, for Avraham, Abba, and Shindel, for Sosh, Chay Yisrael. The idea brought down from the Chidi Sharim, and the Mirza Vorka, and other tremendous tzaddikim, which I think very much applies to every year, Hachoydesh, but definitely Pesach Dik, and definitely the Pradesh Israel. I'm talking about the Chassidah bird later on in the Parsha, talking about different things, birds and food that's Tameh and Pasul, Tameh or Tar. You get to the Chassidah bird, and Rashi brings that from Chazal. Why is it called Chassidah bird? Because, so you would think, it does Chassid with his friend, it's good, it should be Tar. It says, it's a worker, it says, it's not the case. What's Rashi coming and tells us? What's Chazal coming and you know why it's Tameh? And only does kindness to people that they know, that they're friends with, people that they roll in their same community, people that they have the same voting stance, their same American view, their same policies in America or in Eretz Yisrael. That's Tameh. A real Yid, a kosher bird, a Tahar bird, is someone who says that I'm not looking within myself, I'm able to see the beauty, I'm able to respect other people for there, and I want to give and be kind and generous to every person, specifically the people I don't know. And that's why if you ever look in the beginning of Hilchos Pesach, what's the first halacha the Shulchan Aruch brings down? Shulchan Aruch brings down is that we don't say tachanun. Brings down Maos Chitim, and we don't say tachanun or Maos. What's the connection that you don't say tachanun and Maos Chitim, what's the connection? Seems to be very two abstract halachas. Maos Chitim giving money for the poor for Pesach, not saying Tachanun. So I once heard a great word from Avshalzinger from Muncie. I don't know who that was, but it was a tremendous word. What's the reason we don't say Tachanun in the beginning of Nisan? It has nothing to do with Pesach. It has to do with Ashkamas HaMishkan. It has to do with the Nisim. That every single day there's a Nasi. How'd you become a Nasi? The Nisim were the ones who took the pain in Mitzrayim. They took the beating for the Yidden. They took the beating for the Jews, whether they knew them or not. And Hashem says, you know what it means to take the pain for another Jew? You're going to be a Nasi, you're going to be a prince. That's what it's all about. Since October 8th, we have to make sure we stay strong, whether I know someone or I don't, whether I agree with their policies or not. We have to stay unified. Like Rav Weinberger Shlita said right after the war started, we let Mashiach go. In 1948, we can't let Mashiach slip through our fingers again. And then the Gemara in Yuma tells us, Tassama Beis, why is the Reed Beis Hamikdash destroyed? Because of Sinas Chinam. So the ultimate way we're going to bring it back is Avas Chinam, Rav Kook explains. To live that life, not just Chesed Im Chavroseha, but Chesed Im Kol Ha'olam. Im Kol Ha'olam, Im Kol Ha'yudim. And obviously now with the Amalekim, Chas Hashem. Not giving them aid to be able to hit us back, Chas Hashem. That's Tumah. But to be able to give kindness and love to our fellow brothers and sisters, whether I'm davening for them, whether I know them or not. That's what it's all about. We zochah b'ezras Hashem to take this avort of Shemini, to have a schachus in our Avos Yisrael, a schachus this Shabbos. HaChodesh HaZeh Lachem, Lachem HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The ability to renew is you, so it is in your hands. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we beg you, if HaChodesh HaZeh Lachem, it's in our hands, should we zochah to have renewal in our Avos Yisrael, and that ultimately will trigger your Avos to us. ויזוכת ואז השם תמיד קרן פסח מן הפסחים מן הזבחים מן הפסחים מן השלים יקוש ואז השם שלך.